This week's episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers rents premium strollers in the Orlando area. Whether it be a single, double, or special needs, they can help you out. Kingdom Strollers is also Disney approved, which means they can deliver directly to your hotel and pick it up when you're done. The next time you're headed to the Orlando area, don't pay extra to fly with your stroller. Save that room in your trunk for those extra pair of tennis shoes you'll know you'll need. Contact our friends over at Kingdom Strollers at www.kingdomstrollers.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before making it all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in the front. And all those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast.
Splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 203 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hi guys, how's it going? This is Ed, and welcome back to the show. Before we get started, I wanted to remind everybody that November is getting closer. November 3rd to 5th is going to be our Disney Nerds meetup down at Walt Disney World. And I wanted to remind everybody about that one more time because we've got a lot of great events planned. For those going, I'm looking forward to re-meeting and getting to know you guys again. I'm looking to meet new people. This is probably one of the most fun times of the year getting to Walt Disney World, in that I'm actually just planning for myself so that I can kind of devote everything to what we're doing with the show this time around. My family is very Disneyed out, based on the summer we had, and we're going to talk about that in a second. And I can't wait for this weekend. Now, I heard some other good news is that our Be Our Guest Lizard friends are going to be down there. Mike Bankhead and the Running Lizards are going to be down in Walt Disney World that weekend also because of the marathons and the running events going on. So guys, whoever's listening to the show, I hope I see you at some of the Disney Nerds events. We're going to be doing our half sample-thon for the runners and the drinkers in us. That Friday night, I believe that's the 3rd, we're going to be walking around Epcot. There's more information on our Facebook page, but we're basically going to meet up around 5 o'clock in Canada. And then on Saturday the 4th, we're going to be doing our scavenger hunt over the Magic Kingdom, and we're going to have a really good time with that. Now, something else that was kind of added, and it's really limited, so I almost hesitate at mentioning this, but we do have a couple openings left because we're going to be doing a behind-the-scenes tour over at Epcot. And we kind of have it set up. Jimmy was able to use his travel agent, Juice, to get us a private tour of the behind-the-scenes in the Epcot's Living with the Land. Now, it's a normal tour that goes, and anybody can do it. But we've been able to get it so that we'll basically just kind of go with our friends. And that's always kind of a fun thing. So for more information, check out our Facebook page or, get in touch with either Jimmy or I, through Messenger on Facebook, or we have new email addresses. All our hosts will have an email address. It's our first name at thedisneynerdspodcast.com. So I hope to see everybody down there. And here we go. This week, what we're going to do is let the weather dictate what we're going to do. If you're living on the East Coast, you are going through a little bit of a heat wave for September. And based on that, we decided, you know what? Let's take one more look back at the summer we had. Admittedly, the Disney Nerds had a very lucky year and a lot of trips this past summer. So what we're going to do is kind of take a look back and let the sounds from the parks dictate some of the fun things we did. So the first one is going to be from Disneyland. Now, this was one of my favorite rides to get onto because, you know what? They don't have it in Disney World anymore. And I really wanted to get onto it. So it was the Finding Nemo submarine voyage, which was the submarine, basically. And it was pretty cool because we actually almost duplicated the same exact thing with live animals when we did our Disney cruise later on that summer. So here we go. Here's the sound from the Finding Nemo submarine voyage. And keep in mind, it's a very closed space and you were very close to everybody. So it's our family video, or I'm sorry, it's our family audio, along with like about four other families just around us audio. So enjoy. Here we go.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the Nautilus. My name is Manny, and I'll be your captain this evening. As we set voyage, please no flash photography or food allowed. Thank you, guys.
Such geothermal forces constantly at work. These remnants of an ancient civilization were hidden for centuries beneath the ocean floor, hit until unearthed by a tremendous volcanic event.
Steer 40 degrees.
Right rudder, 40 degrees.
Mind your distance to port and starboard.
Aye, aye, sir.
As we leave this long-lost community behind, we're about to enter a community of a different kind, the Coral Reef. The colorful reef that surrounds us is a biological community that thrives in warm, shallow waters. It usually takes more than coral to grow only 1 inch. An amazing fact when you consider that Australia's Great Barrier Reef stretches over 2,000 kilometres.
Radar 1, service all ahead, sir. No worries. We'll take it down fast and deep. All controls, 8 degrees down.
Down 8 degrees.
through. Steady as she goes.
Yep.
The fish world has always been considered a silent habitat. But now, thanks to remarkable advances in marine technology, we can use instruments such as our sonar hydrophones to actually hear the fish talk.
That's one.
Jelly Fish!
That was such a fun submarine ride, and the illusion of being underwater was pretty good. I love how they do that with the bubbles, kind of like making you sink down into the ocean and the bubbles as you come back up again. And then you're going inside, obviously, for all the things in the dark. It did really remind me of the Epcot ride, the Nemo ride over in Epcot. And you can hear that in the EAC, definitely. But fun nonetheless. In Grand Cayman, we went on a submarine, or actually it was a glass bottom boat, kind of, where you looked out the windows, same as the submarine here, and then we were able to snorkel after it, but it so reminded me of this ride, it was almost like hysterical. Well, so anyway, the next one we're going to do is actually a contribution from our friend Joe. Joe is a great, great helper over on our Facebook pages. Him and a bunch of other people do a lot of work keeping those Facebook pages clean and really interesting. What he suggested to do, and he sent me, was audio from the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train over in Magic Kingdom this summer, which, now I want to say it was one of his kids' first time on the roller coaster, so it was kind of special, although I kind of suspect it might have been Joe's first time too. But either way, let's listen in to this fun ride over at the Magic Kingdom, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Ha ha ha!
The next clip you're going to hear is going to be from the Animal Kingdom. Over the summertime, and we kind of mentioned this in our last show, they have the Dawa Bar over there in Africa, and right in front of it, they have a lot of different entertainment at nighttime. Ever since the park went to those nighttime hours last year, they fill them big time. So if you don't have jugglers, you have acrobats, you have singers, musicians, and this night we were lucky enough to have some singers. As we were sitting, hanging out, waiting for some fast pass times, the three ladies came out, and it was pretty cool because they came out with big baskets of instruments. So the whole idea was to start their singing and then get the kids involved with the instruments. And they did. It was a really fun time. So listen in as we bring you the three sisters.
And my two sisters, Makesa and Zuri, we are here to celebrate with you with our African songs. I hope you're going to enjoy. Feel free to come and pick up the instrument, dance with us, and be happy.
Take it up, Peppa.
I love listening to that. You know, this is becoming one of my favorite parks, or this is becoming one of my favorite places to go to in the park and just hang out. I have one of those spots over at Epcot, kind of like, Jimmy has talked about this place over at the American Experience. Love to get a beer and just sit down over there, hang out, listen to hopefully if there's a band over at the American Theater, whatever the theater is called over there. And, you know, people watch, relax, basically catch your breath. Over at the Animal Kingdom, this is turning into one of those spots. At the Animal Kingdom, at nighttime, you're running around a little bit to kind of get to these rides, and this is perfect. I almost wish you can kind of spend a little bit more time there. So I hope you enjoyed that. To finish up, what we're going to do is play one more for Animal Kingdom, because how can you not talk about this summer without talking about the new Pandora experience? Over in Pandora, they had a couple great rides open up. And the Flights of Wonder ride, I have some audio of the pre-ride. Now, it's kind of funny. I thought about putting on the audio from the actual ride itself, but unfortunately, this is all you're going to hear. And what's great about that ride is that's not a one-time experience. Every time I've been on it so far, which I think is three, maybe four times. I'm going to say three either way. That's all you'll hear. The amazement of people. It is that fun of an attraction. And to be honest with you, there really is no or a lot of audio telltales to let you know where you are or what you're doing in that attraction. So it might not come across well anyway. However, the pre-show rooms are pretty incredible, and I have the audio from that, and it does give you a really good idea of the adventure you're going to experience. Stop by the Disney Nerds YouTube page, and I'll throw up all the videos I have of this, and it's great. But the audio is pretty cool, too, so here it is.
Hi, and welcome to the Avatar program. Soon, you're going to have a chance to undertake an amazing Navi Rite of Passage. Riding on the back of a Banshee by being genetically matched and linked to an Avatar. Using Avatars to fly this way was all figured out by my boss, Dr. Jackie Ogden. She leads her science team, which is part of the Pandora Conservation Initiative, and we're here in the Valley of Moora studying Banshees and their environment. Over a generation ago, this enormous company called the RDA created a lot of damage to the area through their bad mining practices and conflicts with the Na'vi. Just like on Earth, it can take decades for ecosystems to recover. One way to understand what's going on with an ecosystem is to study what are called keystone species. These are animals like tigers, jaguars, seals. The Banshee is one of these important animals. Dr. Ogden is the foremost expert on studying the Ikran and has spent years researching them. Unfortunately, Banshees live high in rookeries and humans can't get anywhere near them without becoming their lunch. But the Na'vi and Avatars can. In fact, the Na'vi have been riding on the backs of Banshees since their earliest history. Thanks to science, Avatars can ride on Banshees too. That's why you're linking to an Avatar. It was Dr. Ogden who restarted the Avatar program. It's because of her that you're able to go through this rite of passage today. Pandora is a breathtaking natural world. I cannot wait for you guys to see it for yourselves. So, let's get ready for our next... I'll be right back. Put the standby system on, quickly.
Hey! All right. Just twisting over there.
To get you flying on a Banshee, we need to find each of you an Avatar. Let's prep the genetic sampling.
I'm on it.
Okay, first we need to find the compatible match of your genetic material with the genetic material of one of the Avatar bodies that we already have. Once we do that, you'll be able to link to that Avatar and fly. Help us out and move around a bit. almost there. Yes, got it. Now, let's find you your avatar matches. Alright, you've all been matched with avatars. Looks like they're ready for you in the next room. When the door opens, please go inside, all the way in, and stand over the same number that you're standing over now. And I'll see you in there. Program.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Jackie Ogden from the Pandora Conservation Initiative. You're about to experience a ceremony that's very special to the Na'vi, flying on the back of an Ikran, or as we call it, a Banshee. To the Na'vi, connecting to an Ikran and flying on its back is an incredibly important rite of passage they call Ikni Maya. With permission from the Na'vi and in partnership with Alpha Centauri Expeditions, we can now bring this amazing experience to you. The way you'll be able to fly is by linking to an avatar that's already on the back of an Ikran. Let's see how this works.
We establish a link using powerful psionic amplification equipment. A human driver is connected to an avatar, which could be physically hundreds of kilometers away. When you follow our technician into the link chamber, you'll see a series of 16 link chairs. Please go to the number that matches the number you're standing on now. First, stow your gear in the storage containers on the back wall. This should include all bags, cameras, and other items, including cell phones. It's important to push them all the way into the bin. Then get onto the chair the same way you might get onto a bike. Put one leg over and straddle the seat. Step all the way forward and then sit down. Wait until you're seated before you put on your flight visors. Hold onto the hand grips as shown and slide forward against the chest pad. It's important to hold onto the hand grips at all times. After you're seated, back and leg restraints will be firmly engaged. For your safety, throughout this entire experience, always remain seated and supervise your children.
Once the link takes place, you'll be connected to your avatar and sitting on the back of an Ikran. It'll feel like you're really there. Moments later, you'll begin your flight. A Na'vi guide will lead you out. You'll experience the breathtaking beauty of Pandora, but you might also face some of its greatest challenges. Some of this flight might be intense, but trust your guide and be brave. As the Na'vi say during this important rite of passage, Sivak Ho, rise to the challenge. Good luck.
All right, you ready? Let's get you into the link chamber.
I really enjoy that ride. I cannot wait to get back down there to get on this. I've planned out probably 2 rope drops just to get onto it because I wasn't able to get fast passes every day I'm down there. It is that good. And I don't know what else I could say about it. Anyway, guys, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening to some of those sounds from the parks from our summer this year. We have moved our website page, so I want you to check it out. It's the same address, thedisneynerdspodcast.com. All the hosts now have their own email address. I was told to make sure everybody realizes this. So it's going to be our first names at thedisneynerdspodcast.com. Also, if you have questions for the show, general questions, it's going to be questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com. As always, stop by our Facebook pages. We have the Disney Nerd Podcast page. We also have the Disney Nerds group. Both are great places to keep in touch with what's going on with the show, things that are going on during the week. We have a lot of live videos that we do through our Facebook page. Definitely worth checking out. Speaking of live videos, make sure you check out every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. We have our Be Live event where you're going to have Jimmy, Lisa, and you never know who else. Coming live to us all for about an hour, from 9 to 10. And what's great about the live show, you get to throw out some questions, and they get to answer you back right as you're listening. So, guys, thanks for listening to the Disney Nerds podcast. We truly appreciate it. Without you guys out there, this really would not be worth the while. I hope I get to meet some of you guys down there in November. That would be so fun. I'm really looking forward to that trip. Okay, well, for all the co-hosts of the Disney Nerds podcast, this is Ed, and we'll be talking to you later. Bye-bye. If you would like to join our jamboree,
sorcery, mortals bear.